Welcome everybody to the Total Brain quarterly announcement. All participants are currently on mute. Following the presentation, we will open the call for questions. To queue for a question, please press star one. Thank you for joining us today. I'll now hand over to our host speaker, CEO Louis Gagnon.
Thank you so much from the beautiful West Coast of the USA. Good morning, Australia. Good evening, North America. And thank you everyone for joining us today. Before we start, please note that our comments and responses to questions on this call reflect today's management views only and will include forward-looking statements. Actual results may differ materially. Additional information about factors that could potentially impact our financial results is included in our quarterly investor report and Appendix 4C. Calendar 2019 is off to a positive start here at Total Brain. We have hit the ground running in the March quarter, and here are some of the highlights. We successfully completed a $6.9 million capital raise, including a placement, entitlement offer, and shortfall placement. The team and I are grateful for the continued support of our existing investor and the vote of confidence by our new partners. The fundraise was led by US-based family offices and high net worth individuals from Hong Kong and Australia, also some serious institutional investors in both countries. On the sales front, we signed 7 new contracts during this quarter, representing a minimum of $217,000 of annualized revenue with the potential for additional proceeds based on usage and channel partner penetration. A few of the new client wins include One Digital, the largest company in the U.S. focused exclusively on employee benefits NHR with 44,000 clients nationally. Mental Health America, a leading U.S. nonprofit with 7.7 million annual website visitors. Blackthorn, a computational neuroscience company which is licensing Total Brain's proprietary clinical data for algorithmic drug discovery. On the user front, we increased cumulative user registrations by 33,000 during the quarter, a 5% quarter-on-quarter, and a 23% year-on-year growth, and cumulative brain profiles by 21,000 during this quarter, a 4% quarter-on-quarter, and 27% year-on-year growth. On the product side, we revamped the training experience of our platform, including a launch of 40 new pieces of mind-body content via the exclusive partnership with TLX Institute, in addition to a number of redesigned brain training exercises. Lastly, we collected $0.59 million in cash receipts during this quarter, representing an 8% decline quarter on quarter, driven by a large upfront payment of $167,000 received in the December 2018 quarter. Adjusting for this large amount, the March 2019 figure represents a 24% increase in cash receipts derived from recurring contracted revenues quarter on quarter. I will now quickly review the progress made in each business function during the March quarter. In product and technology, in addition to revamping the training experience in the Total Brain platform, the team has focused on building out infrastructure for platform migration of a large channel partner and also completed development related to population expansion of a major client. We have established a data science team with a first hire who is now spearheading a funnel optimization project. And we have also started the planning and produced initial design for the next version or user experience of Total Brain, a next generation designed to improve flexibility and personalization for the end user. In sales and customer success, on the heels of the go-to-market learnings from 2018, we continue to iterate and validate our product market fit assumptions with both the B2B corporate and B2C affinity markets. While the revenue and cash receipt impact of some of the 7 new contracts signed this quarter is dependent on usage and on channel partner penetration going forward, this win represents an important market validation of our value proposition and position and our positioning as a mental health and fitness platform, which resonates very deeply with corporates, affinity groups, and individuals alike. Our major focus on shortening the B2C sales cycle by targeting both external decision makers, such as channel partners and credible influencers, as well as internal ones via our account-based marketing strategy, are starting to yield fruit with the win of the channel partner One Digital and the contracts of 2 human capital management and enterprise sales influencers who have signed with us in the past quarter. Meanwhile, our testing into the consumer affinity market as another way to shorten the time to revenue is also showing promise, as evidenced by the partnership we announced with Mental Health America, among others. It is worth noting that AARP has successfully tested our platform, and we expect to more aggressively market to their consumers in the months to come. For additional details on the new partnership signed, please refer to our quarterly updates and select public press releases. In marketing, we launched the account-based marketing strategy in February to drive qualified leads into the sales pipeline and accelerate the B2C sales cycle, resulting in 77 new marketing qualified leads from large companies with an average employee populations of 60,000 employees and above. An additional 24 companies have seen demos and are engaged in our sales process. To support the sales effort and grow the Total Brain brand, we continue to build thought leadership credibility via placements in HR trades publication, partnership press releases, and 7 to 10 weekly social posts to deepen engagement and broaden reach. We're very pleased with the results of our recent mental health research, which made the cover of USA Today, a leading American newspaper with a daily circulation of over 3 million. We are currently attending 12 events and conferences relating to health, HR benefits, and CEO conferences, and we will be speaking or have been speaking at 11 of them. In human resources, we sourced and filled critical positions across engineering, product, data science, and operations. We launched an important Total Brain for Total Brain employee engagement program, including a series on science education, employee journey challenges, and regular mental health and fitness reporting. We also formalized and automated the 2019 performance review process, which is a vital part of our culture in our growing organization. In closing, we are very encouraged by the positive momentum for the company in the March quarter. We are grateful to all of our shareholders and those of you on this call for the support and the successful execution of our fundraising plan. While we still have a lot of work ahead of us, the contracts won and partnership signed serve as an important validation of our product positioning and go-to-market strategy at this juncture in our growth And I expect that this will intensify as we approach the HR selling season. As such, we remain focused on our previously communicated go-to-market priorities for calendar year 2019, which is to accelerate sales cycle and the B2B corporate revenue via increasing penetration of current and new channel partners and execution of our direct-to-enterprise ABM strategy. We will continue testing into the B2C market to shorten time to revenue, and we will retain and upsell our existing book of business. We remain very excited about the business prospects for Total Brain and are committed to create significant shareholder value in 2019 and beyond. At this time, I would like to open up for questions.
Thank you and welcome to the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. Our first question comes from Frenola Burke from Raz. Please go ahead, Frenola.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I say congratulations on the progress you've made in the March quarter. Louis, I just have a couple of questions. I know it's early days, but do you have any indications on the response from Mental Health America's members? And secondly, given that the size of that organisation, has that generated any further leads for you with other organisations? And my third question is just, could you give us some flavour around what the current sales pipeline is looking like?
Yes. So on the Mental Health America deal, you are very right to point that this is a leading organization in mental health, the oldest in America, really a pioneer in the field. We have signed and announced the deal, but have not yet launched the product on the site in a manner and for a duration of time that is long enough for us to start commenting on the results. And so I would invite you to ask me the same question in the next quarterly call, and we'll have much more precise data on the subject, Finola. In terms of the pipeline, I have to say that it has never been so filled with such amazing clients, or potential clients. The ABM strategy, which stands for account-based marketing, is really driving an enormous amount of qualified leads of companies that are 60,000 employees and more. We have dozens of them that have engaged with us through content that we target for them on LinkedIn and Facebook and wherever they are, and we're targeting the HR departments in those companies. And from there, we're able to qualify up until now more than 100 such companies, or people in such companies have reached out to us. We have given demos to maybe a dozen of them, and we are engaged in conversations with those people. And this is not something that I could talk about at that level at the same time last year, believe me. The strategy is really effective at bringing up qualified big company leads in ways that we have never had before, and I am extremely confident that as we figure out the sales cycle and the length of this sales process with those people, we will be able to figure out how to scale this strategy. The idea of being able to invest in social to attract them by definition makes it extremely scalable. And so I'm very excited by the early results that we get. That being said, these are long sales cycles, and as promising as they sound, we have not yet closed one. So hopefully next quarter I'm going to have, again, a lot more revenue impact, demonstrable revenue impact coming from that strategy to talk about, but it's looking very good.
Thanks, Renola. Just a final reminder, to queue for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Louis, it's Nigel Kosolke from Cannings in Sydney. I have a question a request that I ask a question from Darren Young from Vision Super in Melbourne. He asks, in the June 2018 quarterly conference call, you responded to a caller's question regarding the timing of Total Brain reaching break-even from a cash flow perspective. As being around mid-2019, he'd like to ask the question and get an update on when you feel Total Brain is likely to achieve break-even.
Yes, thank you for the question, Nigel. Thank you for the question, Darren. Based on our initial forecast following the recapitalization of the company in December 2017, we were indeed, based on the model that we had that was based on a bunch of assumptions, we were indeed of the view that we could break even by mid-2019. This was based on assumptions that were made on a limited visibility into the business and more specifically the sales cycles that we would be facing in the same year. As we discussed in our last quarter call, a number of these assumptions proved to be incorrect, and we have since taken stock of multiple learnings around sales cycles, product positioning, product market fit, and we have at the beginning of the year, as we have explained in our latest communication, integrated those learnings and spent the last 3 months vigorously addressing all of the assumptions where we felt we were not on the money, if you like, so to speak. As I've discussed in the sales section of this update, we are very encouraged by the early market traction that we've gotten since, and the 7 contracts that we have recently signed is a good evidence of that. Today, our cash burn is approximately $500,000 per month, which means that we need to get a revenue base of $7 to $8 million annually to break even. I am very aware that as an ASX company, some of the ASX investors would like us to be break even. I'm also very aware that some other investors would prefer for us to grow top-line revenue. What we have decided to do this year is to not at all increase our expense base and resolutely try to grow revenue as fast as we can to be in a position to make reinvestment decisions if and when we get to break even. And we are still far from it, but on our way, and very aware of the fact that we need to get there without increasing our expense base, and that is really the message for Darren today.
Thanks, Louis. It's Nigel again. You mentioned the capital raising. Are you able to give us a little bit more color about the new investors and some of the
yes.
some of the support you received during that capital raise?
Yes, absolutely. So at a high level from the United States, we got family offices, new family offices supporting us with above $1 million investment in the company, with people who have extensive experience in the investment profession, and people who have deep connections and knowledge of the health and fitness space. So very, very validating in terms of the approach that we have, but also very promising in terms of the kind of strategic support that we can get moving forward from these individuals. In the U.S., we've also had continued support from the investors who we had solicited last year, and we are extremely grateful for their continued support. As you all know, we had a new family office from London who bought a serious participation in the company from the Oxif Fund last December. The same investor brought in some support from Hong Kong, and those two big investors have decided to participate in the rights issues, which was extremely well received from our end and is indicating that the register is going to have a new new capacities at work when needed. And coming out of my roadshow in Hong Kong in Australia, we have received tremendous support from new funds that have invested anywhere between a quarter of a million and 500,000, also allowing us to close the placement. We also had a lot of our current Australian investors continuing reaffirming their support to Total Brain, and we are infinitely grateful for that and are taking our responsibility to provide returns to all of these shareholders extremely seriously.
Oh, thanks, Louis.
Thanks, Louis. So at this point, we have no further questions. I'm just going to give a final reminder. If you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. All right, so with no further questions, I'm going to now hand it back to Louis for any closing or additional remarks.
No further remarks from me other than wishing everyone a wonderful evening and day. And again, thanking you for your support in us trying to make a difference in the world while making some serious return. Thank you, everyone, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Louis. That concludes today's Total Brain Quarterly Announcement. Thank you once again for joining us today and for your interest in Brain Resources. You may all disconnect.